I'm near the obelisk on the Avenue 9 de Julio in the very center of Buenos Aires. Every woman that has walked the streets of the Argentine capital knows about piropos. The word used to refer to compliments, something nice you'd say to a friend or a girlfriend. But today, it means pretty much anything a man says out loud to a woman he doesn't know, in the street or in public transport. I asked some Argentine women to tell me about the kind of things they have to listen to every day.
There's a little bit of everything. I usually get, wow, amazing eyes, or darling, you're so pretty. I've been hearing obscene comments since I was a child. Walking down the street is basically like finding out what sex is.
One man said to me, come here, honey, I want to lick you all over. Yes, it's difficult to even say these things out loud.
It gives me goosebumps.
On my way here, men the age of my grandfather were telling me things that I don't even want to repeat. It's happened to me so many times, I'm sick of it. Women should be respected.
What they call piropo, I call an insult. From my point of view, it is not a compliment.
Yet most men in Argentina continue to see the piropo as a compliment. Even President Mauricio Macri defended its use in an interview 2 years ago when he was still mayor of Buenos Aires.
Fundamentally, every woman loves piropos. Those who claim they don't or that it makes them uncomfortable, I don't believe them at all. There's nothing nicer than hearing, you're so beautiful. You can ask the Scandinavians, the British, what they like best about Argentina and Italy, because we Argentines have a lot of Italian roots, is this, the piropo. If I see a beautiful woman, yes, I might tell her that, yes. There's nothing better than a beautiful woman. We live for that, us men.
But feminists here, groups like Ni Una Menos, have started to object. In recent months, many women have taken a stand against what they say is quite simply harassment. Anthropologist Alejandro Grimson says these women have started a debate.
Argentine society tends to objectify women's bodies. Television is particularly brutal. It's a machine that generates very strong stereotypes and dictates how women should look. In that sense, Ni Una Menos is an incredible movement because it started a cultural debate about gender in Argentina. Today, sexism is talked about.
The city of Buenos Aires has responded. In the subway, an official campaign has had shampoo advertisements replaced by photos of women holding signs that show the number of sexual assaults per day. The city also recently passed a law allowing police to fine anyone harassing people in the streets. The fine can go up to 1,000 pesos, about 60 euros. An important step forward, says Raquel Vivenco from the feminist organization Mumala.
We believe that this law is absolutely fundamental. Last year we did a study that showed that 100% of women who live in Buenos Aires were the victims of street harassment at least once. We really hope that this law will put an end to this terrible Argentine custom that every woman has experienced.
Argentina's feminists say the real solution to stopping harassment is education. The country's had a sex education law for the past 10 years, which is designed to promote gender equality and implement prevention programs in schools. But the classes are short, just 2 hours a year, and a third of students don't actually get them. Carla Majdalani from the state-funded National Women's Council says a new plan from the government will fix this.
School programs for every level, from primary to secondary, will be transformed in order to include gender studies. We are also working with the University of Buenos Aires to do the same. What we want to do is to protect women, but also, in the long term, to correct those invisible barriers that affect them afterwards in the workplace.
The council and the activists see this as another part of the same problem. What starts on the street with unwanted attention fuels stereotypes that then hurt women in the workplace or in politics. But almost a quarter of the country's governors are now women, even if the kind of work that Argentina's women do and what they get paid for it is still evidence of inequality. Activists here say the country's women need less attention on the street, then they might start to get more respect at work. Udvide Moriame for RFI in Buenos Aires.